Again, we have with us Valerie Berry. We have featured you in our Galing Pinoy Aussie segment as one of the Philippine-Australian artists performers here in Australia, particularly here in Sydney. And today we'll talk about the staging of Disaffected, which will be held here in Sydney. Tell us more about Disaffected and what is it about and when is it going to be staged?
Yeah. Sure. Thanks, Anne. It's nice to be back here again. Well, Disaffected is basically so... I guess the big kind of, in a bigger scheme of things, it is talking about our changing environment in terms of our global warming and climate change. And well, basically, as you know, as we all know, you either believe in that or you don't. But so everyone's always got an opinion about it. But for us, you know, we are looking at trying just to be able to, I guess, engage the community and the audience again and have a dialogue about what they think, you know, where we might be heading in terms of our climate, I guess, for the future. So the show is really, I think, our job as the artist is to try to provoke and evoke some sort of images that make people kind of like, I guess, start talking about it. I think we've got to start at that very, very sort of basic level. And I'm one of the performers. There's three-handers, so there's three of us, and we're part collaborators, I guess. So we're devisors in the piece as well. So, and it's going to be more, not a straight play as such, but it's going to be like a physical theater show.
Will it show the effect of how climate change affect the environment and people?
Yes, for sure. That's our goal. So we've had a lot of discussions, and of course, these are points in the show that we have to make, and that, you know, especially with a lot of our recent natural disasters, not just like in the Philippines, but we're really concentrating within sort of Australia's neighbor, which is the Pacific, you know. So that's really where a lot of our information comes from for this show.
Who are included in the performance? You said there are three collaborators, including you, and this is under the production of Blacktown Arts Center, isn't it?
That's right. So Blacktown Arts Center is basically presenting and producing us. Our director is Kim Verko, who's had some dealings with Blacktown as well. But there will be three performers. So one is Ryuichi Fujimura, who's predominantly a dancer in terms of his practice. And there's me, of course, and I come from more of an acting background. And then there's Latai Tomopio, who is actually, she has some dance background as well, but a lot of her practice is very much around sort of performance art and sort of putting together sort of dance. And I guess what she's been trying to talk about in her practice is, you know, the changing shape of the Pacific. And that's why she's very passionate about climate change.
Mm.
Yeah, so that we are the three performers, but we have many collaborators.
Yeah. When is this and where is it actually?
Yes, it will be the theatre here at Blacktown Arts Centre at the Performance Studio. And we have, I guess we call it a preview on Thursday, 17th of March. And then we officially open on the 18th. And we finish on the Sunday, the 20th of March.
But prior to the performances on the 17th up to the 20th, this Saturday, March 5, there is what you call Disaffected Public Program. What's happening on that day?
That's right. This Saturday from 2 to 5, we have a community gathering here in Blacktown. I suppose they've kind of put it as a, you know, it's about telling stories where there's music, there's dance. And actually, there's a film that's been made that's kind of a companion piece to Disaffected, which features our Sydney Sonata singers. So they're featured in this short film that is made as a companion piece to Disaffected. And there, you know, you see some interviews about their own personal stories, I guess, what experiences they've had in terms of the changing climate. And yeah, so there will be just a few things going on Saturday, which will be nice. And also we can, a lot of us performers and part of the project, they're going to be there. So we can talk about the show more if people are really interested in it.
And for people listening, this is free. You just have to pre-register, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, it's a free event, especially because there might be food involved. That's all. Like, the center just wants to know kind of like how many people will, you know, will turn up so that they can kind of cater and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially on the climate change panel. one, because there's actually like a, you know, kind of a chat and mingling after. So yeah, they just need people to kind of register they're interested in coming.
Yeah, and can you please tell us where to register online?
Yeah, you just basically go on the Blacktown Arts Centre website, and then you'll just go into the disaffected. In terms of the free event, I haven't got as much information on that, but in terms of the bookings for the show, there's an actual Eventbrite website. So it just says disaffected.eventbrite.com.au.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And part of Disaffected is a climate change panel, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Before we go, what message does this staging of Disaffected wants to convey to its audience and to the whole of Australia and maybe the whole Pacific?
Yeah, I think it's such a, you know, it's such a big, it's a challenge to try to compress what you want to say, you know, in such a, I think it's such a big hot topic right now. But I think in a sort of simpler way, I think we just want to have that conversation and make people kind of think that what we're actually doing in a more sort of microcosmic way, like what are we doing as individuals? You know, what is your carbon footprint? You know, are we doing enough? And then in a kind of bigger picture, are we as a nation doing enough to help our other little brothers and sisters, you know, in the islands? You know, because we as humans are very resilient and, you know, we're great at surviving. You know, we have that need for survival, but we are also the main destroyers of our environment, and you know, we are the main consumers. So those are the kind of things that we just start to have conversations so that we're aware, you know, what we're actually doing, even if it's a minute thing that will just help, I guess, bring, you know, our future young people, that they have a, you know, better place to live in, I guess, and that things won't be sort of disappearing quickly like islands, for example, because of global warming. So yeah. Just those are, yeah, you know, in a smaller scale, it's like, what do we do as an individual, you know,
like being aware of what's happening
in some ways. Yes, the very basic of, yeah, do you know that that's actually happening? Yeah, that's right.
Once again, invite our listeners to come to the free shows.
Yes, please do. Please do. And it's good. And, you know, it's nice to have conversation, you know, with everybody and seeing what the community does as well. Yeah. I mean, especially the Filipino community. We're certainly sort of amongst the ones who are sort of doing our bit out there.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Valerie.
Thank you, Anne. Yeah, it's nice to be back here again.
Thank you very much.
Great. See you soon.